Vayavei Yosef is the bosom ro'el avihim. The whole parsha begins with Yosef bringing Lashon Hara. At the end of the story, it turns out that he was right. The way everything unfolds, the brothers are wrong and he's right. In fact, the same way we have all the others being portrayed for the sake of us understanding what it is that they created within Klal Yisrael. Avram's chesed is what Klal Yisrael is built on. Yitzchak's avoda, Yaakov Avinu's emes, his Torah. Yosef is also one of the foundations of Klal Yisrael. And in this parsha, we read about who he is. And Yosef is tzaddik. Where does his Lashon Hara fit in? The way we're introduced to Yosef HaTzadik is by his Lashon Hara. First thing we read about him. He's a shepherd and a Baal Lashon Hara. That's basically the first thing we learn about Yosef. Yosef, who, again, is the foundation of Tzadik. The Sfasemes claims that Yosef's Dibosom Ro'o, his bringing the Dibosom Ro'o, is not brought in the pasuk here, critically. This is not meant to be critical of him. This is indeed part of the building of the image of Yosef as tzaddik. And what is that? Part of the midah of tzaddik is being critical and intolerant. This is one of the cornerstones of Judaism. Being critical and intolerant. You're hoping I'm going to change my mind, huh? Avraham Avinu was chesed. And yes, the first thing, the stuff we're made of. Rachmanim, Baishonim, Gomlei, Chasadim. The stuff we're made of is chesed. Chesed, complete chesed. Chesed, you need sorrow to throw your shmol out of the house. Chesed. Bargaining with Hashem to save Sodom. Which is remarkable. Who is it? Who is it that he's arguing with Hashem for? The people that believe, as a philosophy, that chesed is bad. Chesed is weakness. They're the ones he's trying to stand up for. That's the stuff of the Jew. Yitzchak's gevura, ready to give up everything. Ready to just, being fearless, ready to give himself up entirely to Hashem. Yaakov, a total involvement in emes. Being unmoved by the world around him. Running away spending his time being Yoshev Aholim, ignoring the fact that he's in Lavan's house, he's a Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti anyway, unaffected by a world full of falsehood. He grows up with falsehood as his brother is misleading his father. He marries into a home of falsehood, survives all of that. Yaakov is Emes. And these really, the first three, they make for the Jewish personality. The Jew is all giving, and the Jew is sacrificing. We're idealists, and we're ready to make sacrifices. And above all, Jews, we study. We spend our whole day thinking about Emes. The Jew, wherever he is, he's looking for truth. Now comes the next level of being Jewish. Being critical and intolerant. You know, this is where the Jewish liberals stop Jewish history. Chesed, being a good person. No, that's not enough. Sure, we're the ones that taught the world what chesed was. Sure, nothing compares to Jewish society. What's the word for gamach in any other language? But above all, you can't talk about chesed, you can't talk about being willing to put yourself out even for Sodom, if you don't have a strong sense of right and wrong, because chesed then, if anything, is going to destroy the boundaries of what life is all about. Giving and accepting and understanding, these are beautiful worlds. But they also make for the destruction of society. Right and wrong disappear. Yosef the Tzaddik is the one who is intolerant. He's also unmoved. Yosef HaTzadik means clarity. It's taking the emes of Yaakov Avinu, applying it to life, not leaving any room for negotiating, well, maybe let's give a little here and give a little there. This is the Midah of Tzaddik. When he is tested, it's the image of Yaakov Avinu that comes to him. Yosef's Tzaddik is applying the emes of Yaakov to life in a way that is just uncompromising. What's interesting is that we have the battle between the brothers and Yosef, and Yosef becomes the king, and ultimately they bow down before him and all his dreams come true. And throughout history there was a split. There's the Malchus of Yosef and the Malchus of Yehuda. All the way to the very end, where there's Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And it's Mashiach ben Yosef that makes it almost to the finish line. But in the end it is Mashiach ben David. It's Mashiach ben David that's going to rule. And what's Yehuda? So we read, unlike Yosef, who is tested, Yehuda, in a way that we just don't understand it, in a way that's beyond the ability of anyone who has any understanding of what we mean when we're talking about Shvatim. But the way the Pasuk presents Yehuda is as someone who fell and then got up. Yehuda is not the Midah of Tzaddik. Yehuda and the Malchus Beis David to us is the aspect of Judaism called Tshuva. It's becoming great after one's fallen. With Yosef, it's consistency. And it's Yosef's consistency that will allow Klal Yisrael to survive. But ultimately, when it will be a matter of ruling over all of Klal Yisrael, will be a nation of returnees. As much as we appreciate tshuva, as much as we appreciate the ability of the Jew to be able to pick himself up after having fallen, we have to remember that tshuva too carries with it this element of chesed. It's Hashem's chesed and Hashem's rachmim and Hashem's tolerance. But Klal Yisroel without tzaddik, Klal Yisroel without Yosef could not survive. Klal Yisroel without some backbone that doesn't budge cannot survive. The message to the individual is so powerful. Yes, we're giving and we're understanding and we're tolerant. And Bein Adam L'Chaveiro requires that we understand people and understand the sinner. And yes, the sinner that the mitzvah is to hate, there's a mitzvah to love, the Rambam writes. There's a mitzvah, the Gemara, the Gemara Mitzachim, and we paskin like it. A mitzvah to hate a bal avera b'mezid. Someone does an avera b'mezid, willfully, knowingly, doesn't do tshuva, there's a mitzvah to hate him. And the Rambam paskins, there's a mitzvah of after oyacha kamocha, you gotta love him too. And this is halacha l'maisa. We learn to be intolerant of a person's lifestyle and yet appreciate that as a person he's struggling and who knows what he's up against. And we have a mitzvah to love and to do chesed for. We have mitzvahs of being dan l'kaf schus, judging people in a way that we understand they're not so bad. We say, Yitamu chatoim v'lo chotim, let sin cease and not the sinners. We learn to differentiate. People could perpetrate all sorts of evil things. But remember, they're human. Avraham Avinu can look for reasons to daven for Sodom. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael will not survive without Yosef, without the Midah of Tzaddik. With all the tolerance, you've got to have a certain degree of intolerance and clarity. You cannot allow MS to become fuzzy. As much as you understand the sinner, and as much as you try to help, and as much as you've got to be there for him chesed-wise, there could be no tolerance and no mistake about the fact that what's wrong is wrong. And that he's a good person, but his lifestyle is off. Why is there a mitzvah of sinas ra? Why is it? Why is it that an Ohev Hashem has to be so near Ra? Pasuk says so. Why is it? Why can't you have Avas Hashem and be tolerant of Ra? Avas Hashem is Avas Hashem. Hashem is Hashem. And Hashem is only good and only right. There's no such thing as Avas Hashem without a love of Hashem's Chochmah and a love of Hashem's Emes. A love of Hashem's absoluteness. A love of Hashem's mitzvahs that include the lavin, the losaseis, that say this is wrong. Avas Hashem means you're fascinated by who Hashem is. You want to be close to Hashem. Close to Hashem in what way? Daven, feel good, feel spiritually uplifted because you're singing Zmiras on Shabbos. Real Avas Hashem is an Ava for everything about Hashem. And essentially, the sense of right and wrong. Avas Hashem means the love of the fact that there is absolute right and absolute wrong, and they are defined by Hashem. It's Avas Torah. What's Torah? Being able to say a nice pshat. It's an understanding that everything in life is defined. This is right and this is wrong. This is Emes and this is Sheker. We're not talking Yerushamayim here. We're talking Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem cannot be real. It's all fantasy. Unless it includes a sinner for Ra. An absolute hatred and intolerance of evil. When do you really feel an Avas Hashem? Yeah, again, when you sing. No. Mesilas Yesharim's description of Chovos HaBi'Olamo, the purpose of the human being in life, I mean, it's a very emotional one. Lishpor kol ha-machitzes ha-mafsikas b'nolo v'nkono, what you've got to do is your whole focus should be to break down every last wall that separates between you and Hashem. And what are they? They are our bad midas. What is the true awe of Hashem? The one that wants to destroy evil. Let there be nothing separating between Hashem and humanity. Get rid of evil. If you can allow evil, if you see a place for evil, if you can be tolerant of it, that means that you don't mind this fuzziness. You don't mind a world that's all mixed up. You don't mind a world where Hashem is distant. What kind of Avas Hashem is this? The closeness is the clarity. The closeness is when we know right from wrong. The midah of tzaddik is the midah of Avas Hashem. This is not Yerushamayim. This is Avas Hashem. The tzaddik is the Ohev Hashem. Nevertheless, we have been Adam HaChavero. And with all our clarity, we have to love people. With all our clarity, we have to be tolerant of the human beings, although intolerant of their behavior. But for anyone who sees tolerance as the number one Jewish value, which is another way of saying that everything else is secondary, and we can smooth over things, for him, there is no Judaism. Judaism cannot survive. Judaism is based on Emes versus Sheker. light versus darkness, truth, reality versus this fantasy. With everything that took place in the story of Yosef, bottom line, he won. He won. This parsha is the story of Yosef. He's parshias. It's the victory of the dibosan ra, the victory of the critical ra, where he was right at the end and they were all wrong and embarrassed and didn't know where to hide and couldn't say anything. Tolerance is beautiful. Chesed is beautiful. Against the background of knowing right from wrong. True chesed is Avraham Avinu davening for stone. True chesed is to know very clearly that what's wrong is wrong and be tolerant of the perpetrators. It is not mixing up values. We have no tolerance of values that are not true. We tolerate the human beings that preach these values. We don't just tolerate, we love. We love the misguided. But we don't allow ourselves to accept their faulty thought process as being right. Or another way of looking at things. It's not another way of looking at things. It's the wrong way of looking at things. But we love you anyway. This has to be so clear. Don't confuse tolerance of human beings with tolerance of ideas that are false. One has nothing to do with the other. Chesed is loving the human being. It is not accepting his lifestyle in any way. It is not giving a legitimacy to his lifestyle. It's loving him as a human being. This is heavy. With most of humanity, it's actually the other way around. It's weird, but people have an easier time accepting everybody's ideology and have a much more difficult time loving human beings as people. It's so weird. We're required to do just the opposite. Don't fool yourself. What's wrong is wrong. The perpetrator still needs your help. You're here in Yerushalayim. You're here in the world of the Bnei Torah. You're seeing truth in its purest sense. And then here and there you've got to walk out and you see the world. And you've got to put up with it. You've got to interact with the world. Don't for one second lose the clarity you have here in the Beis Medrash. So how are you going to possibly maintain a relationship with them out there on a personal level only? Ideologically, we have nothing in common. You want to talk ideology? These are two worlds. You want to talk people? There's nothing like it. I want to tell you a little secret. the most effective people in Kiruv are not necessarily the ones that discuss philosophy. There's only a small percentage of the population that is really interested in the first place. And the only way that you get them from not walking out pretty quickly is if you're going to hide some of the facts. What does it more than anything else is the fact that we love human beings. There are wild fanatics out there that do remarkable kiruv. And they're known as fanatics. And they dress like it, and they talk like it, and they do great kiruv. And what does it? They're benan l'chavera. I think you're dead wrong. I am not going to budge for my lifestyle. I am not going to make it something that's easier to sell. I love you anyhow. And go show me someone that is more open, more caring, more sensitive than I am. Even though I'm a wild fanatic. And people see that. I'm not telling you to be wild fanatics. But appreciate that there is no reason, and it's wrong, to make compromises on what we stand for. You don't have to budge and make compromises. On the contrary, let them see the contrast. You mean you disagree to the very end? You're not open. You're so sure of yourself. And you're so caring anyway. You take the time to understand my mindset. To help me as a human being. Although the values you openly say are dead wrong. That's powerful. Because people out there don't know how to do that. They've never seen chesed altogether on that level. But chesed on that level, when you openly say you reject everything they stand for, so get your clarity and keep your clarity. And never compromise on your clarity, wherever you are. Being tzaddik is part of being Klal Yisrael. You've got to be a tzaddik, and a tzaddik means to be clear. Nothing's wishy-washy. Doesn't make a difference how tempted one is. Straight. Seeing the MS of your learning in everything you do in life and not budging. But caring. Understanding of the person while rejecting his values. Caring and giving. Yes, the fiber of the Jew is chesed. But the Baal chesed is the tzaddik at the same time. The combination is not contradictory. On the contrary, there's nothing more beautiful than that combination. Chesed together with tzaddik. Chesed together with intolerance when it comes to strange values. A total openness and understanding of the human being. And a total rejection of the person's lifestyle. This calls for a lot of maturity. Sophistication of feeling, not just thought. Sophistication of feeling. You know, being able to separate the different chambers of our hearts. Calls for being really big. And that's what we are. That's what's expected of the Jew. Certainly, that's what's expected of the Ben Torah.